Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The left fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Fabian Gafka. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Archie McCain. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Archie McCain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Almada reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Almada moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. There goes Gafka. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Hale moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball four. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Weatherly moves to third. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gafka hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Desodles reaches second base with a double. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Archie McCain. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Mills reaches second base with a double. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Higgins reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gafka hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hale bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. Salters moves to second. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Salter scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wilson. Pitlock scores. Hughes moves to third. Allen moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Hughes scores. Allen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gafka hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Gafka reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Allen bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cronin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Mills moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills scores. Almada moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Joe Heving now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Fox reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 4 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gafka hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Gafka reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Desautels bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Gafka moves to third. One out. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Bobby Doerr. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gafka scores. Two outs. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Solters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.